of sliced bacon.
Mm-hmm. All right, what would you call the bacon that's already sliced?
Sliced bacon.
And the outside edge of the bacon you might have to cut off?
Rind.
And meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
And the man in the store who cuts up the meat is the
butcher.
And if meat had been kept too long, you might say it has done what?
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. After you butcher a hog, what might you make from with the meat from its head?
Hog's head cheese.
Okay. What would you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know.
All right. Did they make anything out of hog blood?
Blood liver. I mean, blood sausage.
Mm-hmm. Is boudin the same thing?
Boudin, yes. Yes, boudin is good.
All right. Did you ever hear of taking the juice of the hog's head cheese and then stirring it up with cornmeal and perhaps some meat, cooking, and then after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No.
I don't think this is local.
The idea sounds atrocious.
Do you know scrapple?
No.
If you kept butter too long and it went bad.
Rancid.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call thick sour milk you might keep on hand to use for cooking?
Sour milk, curdled milk.
Clabbered?
Yeah, you could use clabber.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cheese do you make from clabber?
Cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. And to get the impurities out of milk, this is when it's straight from the cow, you would first
strain it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you make in a deep dish baked with layers of fruit and dough?
Deep dish with layers of
fruit and dough. Apples or peaches.
Pie.
Would it be the same term if it were a deep dish and did not have a bottom crust? Let's say fruit and then dough and then...
I don't know what you'd call that.
Do you know cobbler?
Yes, but I didn't realize that's what a cobbler was.
If someone has a good appetite, you'd say he really likes to put away his...
food.
And what would you call a sweet liquid that might be poured over a cake or a pie?
Syrup.
And food taken between regular meals is a
snack.
Another verb you would say, every morning when I get up, I do what to breakfast?
Eat breakfast.
And yesterday I
ate breakfast.
And I have
eaten breakfast.
All right. When you wanted a drink of water, you might have it in a
glass.
And the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And it has
broken.
It will
break.
I've got several more verbs coming up on this next page. To consume the water, you would say you
drank the water.
And you have?
I drank the water.
I have
drunk the water.
And I will?
I will drink the water.
If all the guests, it's dinner time, they're standing around, you might say to them, you want them at the table.
Oh, please. Dinner is ready. Please be seated.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then after you said this, then they all
sat down.
And they have, using a form of sat, they have.
Oh, they sat down.
And they will
sit down.
If you wanted them not to wait until the potatoes were passed, you say go ahead and
pass it.
Or rather than passing it first you would
serve it.
Something yourself. Go ahead and
help myself.
Mm-hmm. And so he went ahead and
helped himself.
And he has
helped himself.
If you didn't want something that was passed to you, you might say, no thank you, I
don't care for any.
If the food had been cooked and served a second time, you'd call it
leftovers.
And you put the food in your mouth and begin to
chew.
And then after you chew it, you
swallow.
And do you have a term for something that's made of cornmeal and water cooked? A soupy consistency, salt and water.
You mean like hominy or?